Tough. So now we have a few stories. Here's Rabbi Shmuel Sapir, who passed away when he was son, the oldest son. Here's a great. Now we're in this chapter. We're in chapter 17 in Rabbi Shmuel Sapir's biography. And we're gonna start talking about his chatzot of Rabbi Shmuel Sapir. Rabbeinu, one of his main things that he spoke about, Hashem, I'm going to do it, is about getting up chatzot nights. So Rabbeinu spoke about a lot. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender endlessly was speaking about getting up chatzot. So here's a story. Sipur Pla'im. You know what Sipur Pla'im means?
Story of wonders.
Yeah, a wonderful story that will give us a little bit of a feeling of this avodah. It wasn't just getting up, it was an avodah, it was a service, it was a work of getting up chatzot at night, midnight, of Rabbi Shmuel. When the oldest son of Rabbi Shmuel passed away almost a year ago, Pesach. Yeah, his name was Nachman Shlomo Yitzchak. When he was 10 years old, he had a severe pneumonia, you call it, in the lungs?
Yeah.
In those days, there was no penicillin, no nothing. Talking about 65 years ago, maybe there was, but not here. Yeah, that was 65 years ago, yeah. 76, 77. It was, he was 10 years old. It was 65 years ago, I think so. Yeah. And usually people died from it. You know, there was nothing to do. Many people died, yeah. And the Rabbanit, Rabbi Shmuel's wife, was very, very afraid what's going to be with the son. And she debating, should I call a doctor? Should I not call a doctor? And on those days, you call a doctor to your health. Well, today you could, but today you go to Kfat Cholim a lot of times. Yeah. And also, there was a scary to go to the hospital, because in the hospital itself, you could get all kinds of diseases. Also today. And someone who had a pneumonia in those days, they used to put him in a bidud. That is a bidud, isolation.
Isolation.
Put him in a separate room, close the door. There's like a window over there. Yeah. They didn't know too much about that. Anyways, Nachman Shlomo Yitzchak's condition was getting worse and worse. And they were here, they were like, as long as they really were making kind of noises like that. Towards the end, right? So they told the neighbors, told the mother, go to the hospital. When the nurses saw that how he's breathing, immediately they put him in isolation. And she really wanted to be with her son, but they didn't let her. And they told her, you know, it could be the last night of your son. We don't know what's going to be. You know, she ran quickly to the shtiblach of Masha, of the breast of a Hasidim in the old city, and she called her husband to sit next to the son in the last hours. You know, to dive in there to say Tehillim, whatever. So she's going up to the shtiblach, and who was coming down? Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter's father. His name was Rabbi David Shechter. He was a big tzaddik also. A lot of chesed. He used to do big chesed. And she saw him. She ran over to him. She said, you know, my son's almost dying. Go call my husband. He heard how bad it is, so he calmed her down. He said, don't worry. I'll go home to take care of the rest of the kids. Then another five at home. Or six at home. Go take care of the rest of the kids. I'm gonna make sure everything will be okay. So, and then the Rebbe soon went back home. So David went up to the shtiba, went to Rosh Hashanah, and told him simply, the doctor said that their son has a few hours to live. Go stand and daven in the kosel, and maybe Hashem will have mercy, and I'll go be next to your son in the hospital. Rosh Hashanah agreed. So Rav David walked into the kotel, and then he went to sit with Rav Shmuel's son in the hospital. So the Rebbetzin morning came, and the Rebbetzin, she was all like, she hardly slept at night, of course. She went to the hospital, in her eyes already, she saw the dead body of her son, you know what's going to be. She didn't know what to do. She waited a few hours. Right. She told the Rav Kenny. So I was going up the hospital, going up the staircase, and I'm all, she was all trembling. Oh, I'm going to see now the dead body of my son. Right? Well, she's going up, and one of the nurses telling her, your son, with a big smile, he feels completely good. He's completely cured. She was shocked. What? Yesterday told me it's the last few hours. So she went towards the son, and she said, hey, there's some playing with Rav David Schechter, there's some toys. What's going on? So, Rav David standing there and smiling, he said, Rav David said, until midnight, to tell you the truth, I was very nervous, he's going to live or not. I was praying to Hashem, he should still, just leave, hold on to life until midnight. Once midnight came, I knew he's going to live. Because I knew, one midnight, there was Shmuel Shapira by the wall, for sure will make him healthy. Next day, Rav David came from the hospital back to the old city. He went to the Kotel and he sees Rav Shmuel in the same tnucha, how do you say, in the same position that he left him the night before until the morning. From Maariv until the morning, standing there, tears, davening for his son. He told him, your tears brought your son to life. This awesome story also expresses the power of tefillah of chatzot that they used to have then. We could also have today. But especially, the emuna, the belief, the strong belief that they had in the power of prayer. Look how it goes together with what we learned now with Briti Shalom. Right? When a father like Reb Shmuel doesn't see any need to go to the hospital to see a son dying. Why don't I need to go see my son dying? Let me go pray. What does it help to stand next to a dead someone who's dying? Right? He was sure that the refuah shleima you could only get from where? Not from the IVs and all the professors. Anyways, unbelievable story. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we continue.